The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Last year marked its 500th anniversary. On the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, on the central panel, is Michelangelo's Creation of Adam. God's powerful body, stretched in its full majesty and might, is supported by angels in flight. Wrapped in flowing robes, God leans his right hand and reaches toward Adam to impart life and intellect. In a pose mirroring God's, Adam is a reminder that man is created in his image. As first of men, Adam represents perfect harmony with God, but one that is destined to be lost and never recaptured until the day of the resurrection. Adam, represented as a resting athlete, languidly reaches his left hand toward God's, his finger toward God's finger. And a space in between remains. That small space in between Adam's and God's fingertips leaves us wondering, what power must be present? And that small space shows us that the story of creation is not yet complete. Here at Concordia Seminary, we can sometimes approach pastoral formation as improving the improvable. I don't know about you, but there's a lot to be improving upon here, yourself and me included. Improving the improvable. That in some way that we are good enough after jumping through a few hoops. We can sometimes even approach our future ministry with others in this way. Improving the improvable. But here's the thing. If you come here to Concordia Seminary, and you have, if you choose to enter the world of theology and embark upon a vocation of ministry, those 2 inches between God's finger and Adam's finger, those 2 most electric and charged inches of space, that space will become your office, your home, and your church. It is there in that most electrifying space, in those inches between Adam's finger and God's, it is there that pastoral ministry happens. That is where the action to which we are called happens, where the doing of the word happens. Why? Because that is what St. Paul is asserting in his letter to Corinth. That small space shows that the story of creation is not yet complete. There's more to creation, says Paul. There is a new creation. And we are in the midst of that moment. Adam died. Even though God breathed into him the spirit of life, Adam disobeyed God and suffered the penalty of sin. In Adam, all die. You will die. Unless Christ returns, you are going to die. When it depends on you, because of your habit of mirroring Adam, your habit of pointing your finger at somebody else, you are headed for death and hell. But baptized into Christ's death and resurrection, you are made alive. In Christ, all are given the same breath of life. Why? Because those 2 hands, God's and man's, became one in the same. In Jesus, they are both God's hands and human's hands, as God becomes flesh. And when it comes to Jesus, it's not just the few inches between fingers. This time, it's the length of outstretched arms. This time, your breath of life is given when Jesus breathes his last breath. It is finished. But there's more. With Jesus' pierced hands, he bridges that gap between God and man. He bridges the gap between life and death by rolling away the stone of his tomb with the point of his finger. Such is the love of God. That space between Adam and God is filled with Jesus. Yet we still remain in this gap. The story of creation is not yet fulfilled. Death is not yet destroyed. That comes later. To Corinth, Paul proclaims the resurrection. Your resurrection. And we live in that space between Adam and God until Jesus comes again. In this gap, we anticipate the resurrection of the dead. What happened to Jesus? That's your future. In Adam, all die, but so also in Christ, all shall be made alive. The church in Corinth said, dead men don't rise again. They believed Jesus died, sure. Just another hoop to jump through. Sound familiar? They had hope in this life only. They were good enough. Jesus just makes them better. No! Jesus came to raise the dead. Not to improve the improvable, perfect the perfectible, or teach the teachable, but to raise the dead. That's your future. Jesus' suffering and death is not the end of his story, and it's not the end of your story either. If Jesus can raise his own body, don't you think he's going to raise yours? It is there, in that most electrifying space, in those inches between Adam's finger and God's, that we wait with Jesus in this anticipation. This anticipation of the resurrection. And it is there that pastoral ministry happens. In this space, in this life, what you do matters, and it matters after life. This space is where the widow is. In her ache, her loneliness, her vulnerability, her need. It is where the orphans dwell, the ones just waiting to be hugged. Those 2 inches are the jail cell with an inner city kid who just days before had been so full of life and promise. Those 2 inches are the hospital room, crammed with equipment, and in the bed, beneath the sheets, an impossibly small child with skin as pale as you've ever seen. And sitting on the bed, the parents, who, when you enter and step into their small world, turn to you and stare, crying, Pastor, Pastor, with large, terrified eyes. Those 2 inches are the booked line study where you'll enter, close the door behind you, and wrestle with Job's demons and the demons your parishioners will bring with them. Those charged inches are the pulpit from which a starving congregation awaits even a morsel of nourishment, desperately eager to know if you've got it in you to give them something to eat. Those 2 inches, they are the font from which waters celebrate the gift of new life for you. They are the funeral and the wedding. Those 2 inches, they are the table where bread is broken and the cup poured in communion with all of the saints, where heaven and earth meet. In this fearsome and wondrous space, it is in that space that we exercise the office of holy ministry. And the truth is, we wouldn't have it any other way. Why? because Jesus is there. Trust in his promises for you. In the empty, unlikely, and God knows, anxious spaces of your life, Jesus is there. Until he comes again to raise you, Jesus is here. That's the way it is. Amen.